Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
The United States president says the leaders of Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have asked him to hold off on scheduled attacks on Iran for several days. Iran has threatened Gulf countries with reciprocal attacks if the US and Israel relaunch their assault and end a nearly six-week ceasefire. Donald Trump has confirmed that serious negotiations are now taking place.
Well, other countries have come to me and they've said we were getting ready to do a very major attack tomorrow. I've put it off for a little while, hopefully maybe forever, but possibly for a little while, because we've had very big discussions with Iran, and we'll see what they amount to. I was asked by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, and some others if we could put it off for 2 or 3 days, a short period of time, because they think that they are getting very close to making a deal. And if we can do that where there's no nuclear weapon going into the hands of Iran, I think, and if they're satisfied, we will be probably satisfied also.
But the U.S. Commander-in-Chief has also instructed the military to be ready for a large-scale assault in the event that an acceptable deal is not reached. Iran has repeatedly rebuffed the White House offers on a deal to end the conflict. In a social media post on X, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian offered reassurance, stating that speaking with Washington and attempting to reach a deal does not mean Iran is in a position of weakness.
Dialogue does not mean surrender. The Islamic Republic of Iran enters talks with dignity, strength, and with the preservation of the people's rights, and will under no circumstances retreat from the legal rights of the people and the country. We will, with reason and with our strength, to the last drop of our blood, remain in the service of the people and safeguard the interests and dignity of Iran.
The country whose supreme leader was killed in the initial US-Israeli strikes on the 28th of February has proven resilient. The regime is now demanding the release of Iranian assets frozen abroad and the lifting of long-standing sanctions among conditions of any truce. On Sunday, Iran's Fars news agency said the US had presented a five-point list which included a demand for Iran to keep only one nuclear site in operation and transfer its stockpile of highly enriched uranium to the United States. The United Nations says the conflict is impacting the movement of essential goods through the Strait of Hormuz. UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq says this will have serious global consequences.
I think the problem is it's a huge problem for the world, and ultimately the lack of fuel and the lack of fertilizer will cause different crises in terms of high rates of inflation, lower growth, and ultimately a food crisis down the line, and particularly affecting the countries who can least afford it. So that is why he wants to make sure that basic freedom of navigation, as enshrined in the law of the sea and other relevant laws, is restored.
For months, Tehran has exerted control over the vital trade waterway into the Gulf, sending global oil prices spiraling.
Bit of MAP, bit of our starter fertiliser.
And the knock-on effects are being felt in regional Australia. Australia typically imports more than half its nitrogen fertilisers from the Middle East, but supply has been choked by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Justin Everett, whose family has farmed for six generations near Brocklesby, 300 kilometres northeast of Melbourne, has had to make radical changes to his cropping plans. He's planting 50% less wheat this year than he had forecast.
Yeah, you know, doubling or tripling of fertiliser prices is just, it's not something we'd budgeted on. When you did our budgets at the start of the year, we were, you know, budgeting on $800 a tonne urea, and now it's $1,700 a ton euro, and it's if we can get it. There's still no guarantee that we're going to get it. So, it's just going to be yeah, it's really going to hurt the bottom line.
Australia is the first major grain exporter to plant wheat since the beginning of the Iran war, which throttled exports of fuel and fertiliser from Gulf nations. Other countries are also likely to grow less, shrinking food supply further. A ceasefire agreed to in April meant to facilitate talks between Iran and the United States has largely been observed despite occasional exchanges of fire. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.